time now for us to get into our local beat with Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle Telegram. It is, of course, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Christmas is 2 weeks from today. So you're running out of time to get on down to Vandermark Jewelers. Don't be in the doghouse on December 26th. Jim Vandermark and Company can make sure that you stay out of the doghouse. If you head on down to Vandermark Jewelers, they have all kinds of gift ideas. Layaway until Christmas. Keep that in mind as we get closer to the December 25th deadline for a lot of you who have not picked up your Christmas gifts just yet. Make sure you pay them a visit right across from the hospital here in Elyria on Broad Street. That's Vandermark Jewelers, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, how are you, my man?
Ah, have better days.
Yeah, what's going on with your wrist? What in the world did you do to your wrist? He walks in here with this brace on his wrist.
Make sure you put out lots of ice melt out there, which I didn't, and took a spill down my front steps.
Here I
today,
thought
so.
I thought maybe you had punched somebody out for calling you Dan instead of Dave. How many emails like that do you get?
Oddly enough, it's more on the phone. Because people read the email and see it's my first name, but I got called Dan the other day. It's an understandable mistake, and there's a whole long story, about the remember back in the Barcelona Olympics.
Oh yeah, okay.
Dan O'Brien and Dave Johnson. People still have that on the brain, you know. So I got a whole elevator story about it, but I won't bore you with the details.
I mean, that was a quarter of a century ago,
right?
They're still confusing that.
They still do that. Oddly enough.
Wow. Okay. Well. Now it's going to be tough for me not to call you Dan the rest of the day. So Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle Telegram is joining us here. And boy, yesterday you were extraordinarily busy. 2 weeks after the issues that we endured in this area with Columbia Gas, there was a little bit of a scare yesterday with the stench that was coming out of the sewer, which some folks thought might have been gas again.
This is a weird one. So according to the city of Elyria and the Elyria Fire Department, the first call was up on Morgan Avenue up by the turnpike for a smell of what people thought was natural gas. So they called Columbia Gas, who had been out here and done the yeoman's work, last weekend. And so they called them out again. Pretty immediately, the gas workers realized this is not us, called the fire department. Assistant Fire Chief Joe Pernesti told me, and Safety Service Director Mary Sawerka also said, basically it smelled like somebody had dumped gasoline, paint thinner, paint, or maybe lacquer in the sanitary sewers, and that was the smell that was coming up through people's pipes. While they're out sorting that out, pouring water directly from the fire trucks into the sanitary sewers, another call comes from Princeton and Park in the Eastern Heights neighborhood, where that whole gas problem, the air in the lines, had happened the previous week. So firefighters go over there. They wash out the sanitary sewers. And Assistant Chief Pernesti said it was one of the strangest calls he had in 30 years.
Wow.
In the fire service. So they're still investigating. They took samples, air and other samples, and they'll determine what happened.
Can they trace that back to where it may have actually come into the system?
I've had experience before where they've been able to trace, people flushing towels, and clogging up the systems. Whether or not they can pinpoint an exact location, I don't know, but that's a good question.
See, that's interesting. Just because, I think if you could pinpoint the location, you could at least have an idea as to what in the world that might have been. I mean, we would routinely run commercials on the station. Sometimes we still do. Lake Erie starts here, right?
Sure.
You're not supposed
to
dump anything down the storm sewer or any of that kind of stuff. Mm. So, it's interesting that it developed the way that it did, 2 weeks later, because you could certainly understand the caution that all the residents approached this with.
Absolutely. And I think everybody was a little on edge, and that's perfectly fine. If you it's the old, if you see something, say something. Well, if you smell something, say something. It works the same way with all your other senses.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I'm glad we got that story out of the way from the get-go, because we have, on a much, much lighter note, some other really awesome positive stories to get into. And, we frequently make mention of the Not Forgotten Box and just how cool that really is. The deadline's this coming Friday, but holy cow, have you guys gotten a lot of donations over the last couple of weeks? And on top of all that, you guys had a gigantic anonymous donation.
Absolutely. Yesterday, a couple came in with a van and a pickup truck. They declined to sign anything, have their photos taken, give their names. 2,700 items in one go.
Wow.
That was part of a record-setting day of approximately 4,300 items that were donated just yesterday. And I believe Vandermark was part of that. I think the Elyria City Schools also had planned to make a donation. Blew the goal right away. The goal was 8,000 items. As of this morning, it was 10,869, I believe. 10,869. The all-time goal, which the all-time record, I'm sorry, which was set last year, was 11,158. I think we're going to hit that if we haven't already today.
Well, and you've got a few days left.
Still a few days left. During work, you know, during office hours, stop by 225 East Avenue, the Chronicle Telegram lobby, bring in your donations. Let's let all as many kids as we can have a good Christmas.
Is there any room left in the Chronicle Telegram lobby? I mean, with all those toys,
we have that giant, the giant red not forgotten box, and it some days it starts off empty, and by the end of the day, there's not an inch of room to cram anything else in there. So it's an incredibly positive thing to see that the community is gathering together, coming together, and doing this for the less fortunate.
And I think it's really cool too that you have folks like the couple that came in with that big old van yesterday.
Yep.
You know, they don't want the fanfare; they just want to know that they're donating to a terrific cause, and to know that they are making a series of kids, not just some kids' day. They're making a series of kids' day out there because they're making the holiday special again. And I think that's what this is all about. The Not Forgotten Box helps kids rediscover, or in some cases, discover the joy of the holidays.
And the old saying, you know, if you do something right, no one has to know. I think they did it right, and this is just me speaking personally, not for the company or anything, but if you're going to do charity, do it and don't let anybody know you did it.
Yeah, you don't have to.
You don't have to.
You'll know that you did it and you'll feel good about it.
And it got done.
Yes, and sometimes that's all you need. You can feel good about yourself, not the whole world doesn't have to know about this.
Exactly.
Again, Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle Telegram joining us on our local beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. You wrote an article not long ago talking about a new business coming to Elyria. I may have to take advantage of said new business because, well, in the wintertime, with all the salt that ends up on the road, amongst many other things, the car ends up getting a little bit dirty, but there's a new car wash coming to town.
Eric Bilton appeared in front of the Community Development Committee of Elyria City Council last night, and having already gotten approval from the Planning Commission, said he's bringing a Buckeye Express car wash to 801 Cleveland Street. I apologize for the error this morning. I had the wrong street in there. I'm still trying to learn my way around, but 801 Cleveland Street, we'll see a Buckeye Express car wash in the near future. 8 to 12 employees making $12 to $20 an hour. It'll be open 7 days. Two bays, you'll have uniformed, service persons there to help you out. And they're going to have something that I had never experienced before is monthly memberships, where you can come in and get an unlimited number of car washes for as low as $18. So Mr. Bilton was very excited about that. Council members were very excited about that. It sounds like a good sounds like they're paying pretty well, and it sounds like a good, you know, small business, local business. They're based out of Ashland, and this will be one of 9 locations in Northern Ohio.
Very good stuff. Well, another piece of information coming out this week also. The city of Elyria says that come springtime, there are going to be some improvements made in the city. What kinds of improvements are we talking about here?
Well, we're looking mostly at downtown infrastructure. And this is some of the smaller stuff that you might not think about, although some people might, walking in some of the neighborhoods. I know I've tripped over some sidewalks here and there. You know, that's kind of the nature of things. You know, when you plant trees, they grow and the roots pop up. But downtown, where it's a lot of concrete, we're going to be seeing replaced and upgraded street lighting, replacement of the deteriorated curbs and curb ramps. That's all going to be ADA compliant and accessible for those in wheelchairs or those who have trouble getting around. Shared bike lane, pavement markings. Two-way traffic is going to be extended on 2nd Street to Water Street, And also, there's going to be more stamped concrete crosswalks at Broad and 2nd, I believe 2nd and West, and also the middle of the block on 2nd between Middle and East. So it's that it's kind of around that area of both not only the Chronicle office, but as well as the future location of the new Central Library branch. So improvements to the sidewalks and pavement markings and that kind of thing. $550,000 program. It'll start sometime in sometime in the spring. Should be finished by winter 2020.
Good stuff. They're actually starting to do some of that same kind of work outside the studios here as well.
Yeah, there I noticed that when I was coming in.
Yeah. There were a couple of uneven spots on that sidewalk that I'm very glad they're taking to and they're fixing out there right now. I'm sure a lot of the folks who constantly walk this area are very appreciative of that as well. Got to get into the best scanner story of the week. You tweeted out some gold, man. There was one I read earlier this week that you had retweeted about someone complaining about a chicken. There was a chicken involved somewhere along the way, but I'll open the floor to you. What are the best scanner stories you heard this week?
Great minds think alike, my friend. call on December 4th. Again, I don't know the context nor which which location it was, but and I quote: "Someone threatened to kill the caller's chicken." So there you have it. No word on whether this was a rooster crowing too early in the morning. Or what was going on, whether the chicken was eating all the bird feed.
Interesting. All right. So it's not very often you hear many scanner calls that involve chickens.
Absolutely not. No, I think mostly complaints, down the line where a lot of people like to have it's the urban chicken movement. These days where city, they want to bring chickens into their, if they have a larger backyard, and put a coop in and have, yard fresh eggs. And that kind of thing, or as pets. I know there's a lot of disagreement among some folks in some neighborhoods who don't want the rooster crowing, or don't want the chicken smell or the chicken sounds. And I'll leave it up to more interested people than myself to determine whether or not that's appropriate for the streets of Elyria or Lorain.
Fair enough. Fair enough. And we'll cut you loose on this, my friend. What are some stories that you're working on for the coming week as we get closer and closer to the holidays?
We're a little bit in the doldrums, and so I'll be working hard on some items. A couple more meetings this week. Finance committee for the city of Elyria should be discussing the final approval and to send to the whole of council for the fiscal year 2019 CDBG community improvement funds that they get from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. So that's coming up tomorrow night, a special finance committee, special finance committee meeting that was moved from Monday. So we'll see what local organizations are getting a little bit extra money to continue the good work they do. I know there's some youth football in there. There's also some housing rehab is in there as well. So some of the blighted properties may get refurbished or torn down, and we'll see some new construction. Elyria, as the mayor likes to say, is on the up and up, and we'll see how fast that goes. So
good stuff. Well, Dave, we appreciate the time as always, and we'll have you in again next week.
Sounds good to me, guys.